The Federal Aviation Administration is working to fill more than 3,000 air traffic controller jobs to end a decades-long shortage. Now, to help, the FAA has expanded its on-site training by nearly 30%, but the expectations and pressure are high, as reporter Pete Muntean found out when he toured the training academy in Oklahoma City.
This is a rare inside look at the epicenter of ending a chronic shortage of air traffic controllers that's burning out workers and delaying flights nationwide.
Academy Ground, Lear, 1 Hotel Delta.
Here at the Federal Aviation Administration's Controller Academy in Oklahoma City, students spend months in classrooms and simulators before moving to on-the-job training at towers and radar facilities that are struggling to retain talent.
How bad is the shortage of air traffic controllers in the U.S. right now?
It's at a full-blown staffing crisis.
The latest estimates say the FAA is short 3,000 air traffic controllers. The newest moves by the Trump administration include slashing the time candidates wait to be accepted here and giving them pay bonuses when they reach key training milestones.
We're thinking creatively on how we can supercharge air traffic control.
Changes are working, with the FAA just announcing enrollment here is now the highest it has ever been. The FAA says it rejects 90% of applicants, and of the students who do get in, 35% wash out.